Keith, a scrappy win, but an important one.
Yeah, it was a scrappy win. I would have taken that before the game. It was important that after the run of defeats we've had, we're four in the league now, and you know, we wanted to do well tonight. We wanted to pick up the 3 points. I thought the players showed good character throughout. We got a little bit of luck with the first goal. And sometimes you have to earn that, and you know, we haven't got too many of them this year. A lot of the goals we've conceded have been worldies into the top corner. You know, Shane Subbles can't do anything about a lot of the goals we've conceded. So tonight we got a little bit of luck in terms of our, you know, getting our noses in front. And yeah, a little bit edgy, a little bit nervy then after. But I thought after we got the second goal that we were comfortable.
Yeah, a little bit of luck with the first goal. The surface played a bit of part in that, and it was a bit bobbly out there. Did that affect your play a bit?
Yeah, I think it did, and it's something that I'm really, really disappointed in, the condition of the pitch. You know, unfortunately, you know, we haven't been able to water the pitch, and you know, I think it affected our performance tonight. The pitch was right here against Cork, and we played really well. We were able to pass and move the ball against a decent side. Tonight it was a little bit sticky, you know, for both teams, and you know, I would you know, a lot of work has gone into the Daily Mount pitch, and we were let down tonight with the condition of the surface.
And a great goal from Oscar Brennan in the second half, followed by a red card for Barry Malloy. Do you think that played a big part in Harps chasing the game?
Well, they're down to 10 men. They're 2-0 down. They have to chase the game. They didn't concede then after, you know, but they didn't really create a huge amount of chances after that either. So, you know, Finn Harps have been really good on the road this year. They've done really well, and they've got lots of good players. So, you know, they've got good spirit. They're a good group of lads that work extremely hard. And with Ollie Horgan and Paul Hegarty at the helm there, you know, Finn Harps will always be difficult opposition to play against.
You overtake Harps now in the table. You have Shamrock Rovers coming up to Derry next, then Rovers. How do you think that game will end up?
We're not looking ahead to the Rovers game, I have to be honest with you. Our concentration now turns to Derry City, up in Donegal. It'd be nice if we were able to go up there and maybe build on tonight's performance, or you know, get up there and get a result. But listen, it'd be very, very difficult. We just have to see how we are now and get ourselves ready for training next week, and make sure we're ready to go up to Derry and put in a good performance.